Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Wolf 359. This is the audio log of Communications Officer Eiffel, recording from the comms room of the Hephaestus Station. It's day 512 since mission launch. And you're all just in time for tonight's entertainment. Holyfield-Tyson, the Leo Constellation match. I don't know who threw the first punch, but it's been going for the past 2 hours. And of course they decide to host the Sound and the Fury right outside my door. God forbid I need to go get anything to eat or use the bathroom or anything like that. I'll have to stop for air sooner or later. Or at least Minkowski will. In the meantime, that means we gotta make our own fun. So...
Speaking to me like that, questioning me? Do you have any idea
how much time I... Looks like the calendar for station events for next week just updated on the local server. Perfect. All right, let's see. On Monday evening, we'll be going through the gravitational field of a passing comet. So we'll be spending most of the day securing the sensitive equipment. Expect localized interruptions of power and water supplies, as well as mild to moderate turbulence throughout the day. Oh, won't that be fun? On Tuesday, we'll be having another station chess tournament. Given Dr. Hilbert's uninterrupted 53-week winning streak, he has agreed to play blindfolded and without rooks, bishops, or queens. As always, participation is compulsory. Dang it. On Wednesday, our orbital alignment will make it possible to view the solar system through our high-powered telescope. If you would like to get a glimpse of home, report to the observatory deck during your off hours. Whatever. Thursday will be...
Doesn't change the fact that you're nothing but a big...
Thursday will be movie night. If you would like to vote for what film we'll be watching, submit your written choice to Commander Minkowski. Although, since all we have is a VHS of Home Alone 2, the effect of your vote will be negligible. On Friday, we'll have mustard. That's all it says for Friday. I'm not sure what that means. I'll have to ask Minkowski about that one. On Saturday... Hey, Dr. Hilbert.
Eiffel.
Don't worry about the clashing titans. I don't think they've managed to kill each other just yet.
Eiffel!
No, I haven't got the foggiest about what set them off. Maybe Hera put skim milk instead of 2% into the commander's seaweed this morning? Besides, you know how they can be. Minkowski does pig-headed obstinacy like it's an Olympic sport, and Hera's a grand master at the passive-aggressive slow burn. I guess it was just a matter of time before things got to a boil.
Eiffel.
Anyway, what's going on with you, Doc? Wait, how did your thing go? You were looking for that weird plant monster thing again, right? Were you finally able to kill it?
I would never harm Specimen 34, Eiffel. Specimen 34 is the most evolutionarily competitive life form on this station. The most deserving of life.
Right on. So, what can I do you for?
Fertilizer. The greenhouse needs more fertilizer. Where does Commander Minkowski keep the fertilizer?
Down in the storage shed by Engineer... Wait, did you say fertilizer? I thought you said something else. Yeah, no. Fertilizer is up on the observatory deck. Yep, way at the top of the station.
Thank you. Your cooperation has been noted. Soon you will be allowed to surrender your life to the growth of your biological superior.
Well, looks like Hilbert's finally let go of that last shred of sanity. I'd better...
Eiffel, can you believe this?
Hey, Commander, I was just coming to... I think we might have a situation on our hands.
Of course we do. Our operating system is a tin-headed, insubordinate, feckless fool.
No, Commander, the thing
is... All I was saying was that it would be a good idea if she started giving me reports on all of the systems she runs, just in case there's another emergency. Is that so unreasonable?
No, but...
Of course it's not. It's my ship. I'm responsible for the lives of everyone on board. I ought to know what's happening behind the scenes.
Agreed, but...
And the other thing is that...
Commander! I hate to distract you from your little spat with our version of Clippy, but I think there's something seriously wrong with Hilbert.
Little spat? This is a serious matter of station protocol, not some teenage squabble. Whose side are you even on?
Side?
Side.
Well, that's a very complicated question, Commander, with many different... angles and nuances to explore and consider. Have I ever mentioned that I'm a huge fan of Switzerland?
Oh, it doesn't seem all that complicated to me. I think that you either agree with me that Hera is being unreasonable by not wanting to acquiesce to a very simple demand, or you think that a piece of buggy, malfunctioning software knows better than your commanding officer.
Gee, look at the time. I gotta go.
Sit your Swiss ass down and pick a side, Doug.
Well...
Oh, of course. Fine, take her side. You're both utterly useless.
No, it's not like that. I totally see your point. Hera's made some mistakes since we got here. Dangerous mistakes. I get that we can't just trust her with all the systems that are keeping us alive.
We can't?
No, I'm absolutely of the opinion that you can only trust artificial intelligences about as far as you can throw them.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I.
Hera?
Hello, Officer Eiffel.
I didn't realize you were with us, as it were.
Yes, I noticed.
Go away, Hera. This is a private conversation.
No. If I'm going to be the subject of this little tete-a-tete, I'd like to have my tete in the mix. I want to hear what else Officer Eiffel has to say about me.
Now, Hera, to be fair, you know how critical I am of Commander Minkowski.
You are?
No, of course not. I only think the highest of you.
So then you agree with her that I'm incompetent, is that it?
No, I think you do a great job.
You do?
Well, most of the time.
Most of the time?
Almost all of the time.
What does that even mean?
I think that Hera is an absolutely professional operating system, and she does a great job and should be trusted with our lives, except for a few times when Commander Minkowski could maybe help by... For God's sake, I can't be honest with both of you here. Could one of you please step out of the room so I can say what I really think?
Hera, get out.
Make me.
Why, you cheeky little...
Come on, Commander. You can't really hold that against her. It's just her programming.
Oh, stop. Stop it. Do you have any idea how condescending that is? Just talking everything I do up to my programming? What if I just went around blaming every stupid decision you made on biology?
Hera.
Why are they doing that? Isn't that a bit dangerous? Oh, never mind. That's just their biology. That's a terrible idea. Don't they know any better? Just that pesky old biology. We really should have sprang for the more expensive model.
Hera.
Good God! Why are they playing with that? They're gonna get us all blown up! Oh, it's just their biology. We'll have God take a look under the hood the next time he comes by.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know I didn't mean it like that.
Do I? Apparently you don't trust artificial intelligences now.
Hey, you can't hold that against me. You were practically wiretapping.
So what?
So you can't go off on that. I was just lying to Commander Minkowski to get her off my back.
Still here, actually.
Oh, goddammit. Look, I just meant that—
Of course you tried to intimidate Eiffel into siding with you. Why am I not surprised?
Please, like you wouldn't have done the same? You're just annoyed that I beat you to the punch.
Oh, right. Like I actually care enough about what you do to try to—
Hey, Dr. Hilbert, have you found any of those marbles yet?
You were spying on—
I know what you tried to do. You tried to stop the blessed Eternal's growth. You tried to hide the seed of life.
See, that's exactly what I was afraid you were going to say.
You are no better than the oppressor. Your death shall be no quicker, no less painful, no less humiliating. Your scream shall echo through—
Yep. Death, plant monster, fertilizer. Got it. Talk to you later.
That's right, Commander. Just fall back on the military training.
Hey, guys.
Don't try solving your problems like a human being or anything.
Where do you even get
guys.
Off saying that to me? You're not even human.
Oi!
What?
Look, our rating on the perilometer just went from spidey senses tingling to bat signal in the sky. So this argument is over, okay? It's a stupid fight to begin with, and your referee is throwing in the towel. So let's all just stop, okay? I think you're both great. I think you both do your jobs really, really, really well. I think that you're both intelligent and have good judgment, and you can definitely find a way to compromise and work together. And just in case it wasn't already obvious, I am absolutely terrified of both of you. But making me choose a side between the woman who has the military authority to shoot me and the woman who makes my oxygen is only gonna end in tears. Now, something is seriously up with Dr. Hilbert. I don't know if he's under some kind of hypnosis or mind control, or if he's just gone madder than he normally is, but he's defecting to Team Mutant Plant Monster. Right now, he's feeding his new boss all the fertilizer we have left in the supply shed. And the last thing we need is our deadly stowaway growing more teeth. The fact that I'm trying to get the two of you to do the responsible thing is scary enough, but I would really like to take care of this situation before we reach Audrey 2 territory. So what if I said that I don't trust Hera? So what if I called Minkowski obstinate? Who the hell cares? Can we go deal with the emergency?
Wait, you never called me obstinate?
Did I say obstinate? I meant...
Have you been talking about me behind my back?
I would never.
Yeah, you would.
Hera.
You were doing it just earlier when
no,
you were talking
don't.
To Dr. Hilbert.
To Dr. Hilbert? You conniving little snake. What were you saying behind my back?
You know, I don't think I really remember now.
Oh, one moment.
Besides, you know how they can be. Minkowski does pig-headed obstinacy like it's an Olympic sport.
An Olympic sport?
Gee, thanks a lot, Hera. Yeah, an Olympic, so in a certain way, I was complimenting you?
Mm-hmm. Nice try.
And wait a minute, that wasn't all I said. Hera, play the rest of that tape. Oh, you don't say. Well, isn't that grand?
Don't let Commander Minkowski get to you. She's just afraid that the advent of artificial, highly efficient administrative intelligences are rendering middle managers and petty officers like herself obsolete. She's just taking out her insecurities on you.
And again, I'm still here.
And she's just trying to micromanage you because she's feeling threatened.
Threatened? By you? Ha! All right. I would maybe feel a tiny twinge of threat from your highly efficient intelligence if, say, everything on this station wasn't breaking all the time. Or if we could go a full week without any weird mechanical problems. Or, oh, here's a good one. If your voice box didn't glitch every 10 words.
Careful, Commander. Your biology is showing.
Can we please go deal with the crazy plant worshiper?
No. We're going to have this out right now. Do you really think I'm obstinate?
And do you really think I'm not trustworthy?
What the hell do you want me to say?
Just say what you really think.
What I really think? Okay, fine. I think you're both crazy. I think that you're both 100% cuckoo bananas right now. You've spent the last 2 hours shouting at each other, literally over nothing. And not even the prospect of losing the entire station to a crazy horticulture experiment has been able to get the two of you to snap out of it. You've been yelling at each other for the past 5 minutes over what? Me lying to you? Me saying something awful? Like, that's any kind of news. Why the hell do you even care what I think? I'm so far beneath both of you that I shouldn't even register on your radars. So no, I don't really think you're obstinate. And no, I don't really think you're not trustworthy. I think what's really the problem here is that you're both so childish and so petty that you're literally putting our lives in danger just so you can win a stupid argument.
The Hephaestus. I'm here to inform you that your spaceship is now the property of the Blessed Eternal. It is fruitful and plentiful. It is a light in the cold and the dark and the ash. Its divine tendrils.
All right, let's go deal with this. Hira, do we still have those canisters of Halothane knockout gas hooked up to the ventilation system?
Yep, they're still armed.
All right, let's start pumping those into the greenhouse, the bridge, and the engineering section, and go from there. Let's knock him out before he does any more damage, and then we'll see about stopping whatever that thing is doing to control him.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's...
Not you.
What?
You stay here. I'll deal with you later.
Ugh, awesome. Well, I guess I really screwed the pooch on this one, huh, Hira? Oh, great. Real mature, both of you. Shut up, Plant Helbert. From the USS Hephaestus Station, this is Officer Doug Eiffel. Let's see if anyone ever talks to me again after this. Good night. This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Scherzarko. And the role of Hira was played by Michaela Sui. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Ready to surrender your feeble human flesh to the Blessed Eternal? Then visit us online at wolf359.fm and follow us on Twitter at wolf359radio for more information about our show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I got this really strange email last night.
I need to see what's going on with this mystery file.
Hey, it's a map of a town called Ocean Bay.
Someone sent these images to you for a reason.
I'm so lost right now.
When was the last time you chose a direction and followed it?
I'm going to Ocean Bay.
We don't get many tourists this time of year.
Ocean Bay is a friendly town, but we're not that friendly.
I never sent you an email. I don't even know you.
And why exactly are you here?
The map is the reason we're here.
Maps help when you're lost.
Do you know what a trap street is?
Trap streets aren't real. They don't exist.
Don't trust anyone unless they give you a reason to trust them.
I think he's dead.
How could so much damage happen to a human body in such a short period of time?
What the hell is going on here?
From the creators of Strange Air, this is Trap Street.
So maps can have secrets.
Yes, maps can have secrets.